Could you tell me your name and how old you are and what you do for your work?
My name is Tsering, Tsering Dem. Everyone calls me Tsedem. And I'm 44 years old. And I'm a businesswoman dealing in handicrafts. Yeah.
And you were standing in your shop here in Thimphu in the second floor of a really beautiful modern building with huge windows that somehow don't fit in with the old town.
Huge windows, but you can't see outside.
Time to call the window cleaner. And you sell all sorts of things. I'm looking around and see all sorts of Bhutanese handicrafts. Could you tell me about some of the items that you sell here?
I actually have something like a one-stop shop for handicrafts here. And so I sell silver items. I have a lot of Bhutanese textiles. Yeah. And I'm sure you know that textiles and weaving is very much part of our culture and living. You know, you've traveled in the East. Then I have a lot of the wood carving. In fact, I try to represent all the arts and crafts, the 13 arts and crafts of Bhutan. Yeah. And then I also have arts and crafts from some of the Himalayan, you know, regions also.
Yeah.
Basically to be able to cater to any tourist that's coming in here and what they want to buy.
So it's primarily tourists that buy
these
things, not people.
And considering the fact that I'm on the second floor, hidden behind dark glasses, so I try to keep everything here so that the few tourists that come here will buy something and leave.
Yeah. What's your favorite item in the store?
Oh, that's something that I've never really thought about. Shall we look around?
Yeah, let's look around.
Okay.
Yeah. We can walk around. So we're passing some scarves now, and now some beautiful coat. Are these for men or for women?
Are these all for women?
For all for women.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the favorites in my shop would actually be the weaving.
The weaving.
Yes. Okay. So, you know, the beautiful kiras that we have here, like this one kira here is very exquisite.
And now, kira, could you just tell me what that is?
Kira is basically actually what we women wear in Bhutan. And it's actually a horizontal piece of material.
Yeah.
And the piece that I'm looking at right now, which I'm telling you is a favorite of mine, is something that would take a weaver maybe, you know, weaving from morning till evening, she would at least take about 6 to 7 months.
Wow, amazing.
And then normally what happens is the 6 to 7 months I'm talking about when they're weaving continuously.
Yeah.
But this kira could have taken at least about a year and a half because most women are working from their homes.
Yep.
So they look after their family and then they weave also simultaneously.
Do you know the woman who made this kira?
No, I don't know the woman.
You don't? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And how much would you sell a kira like this for?
So this kira here actually would be quite expensive. Mm-hmm. This one, I think it would be about close to about
$2,000. $2,000.
Yes.
Okay. And it's a, I guess if I could just describe it, it's primarily a tan background with then all sorts of beautiful rainbow colors forming intricate patterns on top of it.
This is a very traditional kira because all the colors are here. It might be a little bright for, you know, Western teas.
Yeah.
But this is what Bhutanese love.
Yeah.
They love bright colors. Yeah. They love to have 12, 13, 15 different colors on their kiras.
And would you wear this only for a very special occasion?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like a wedding.
Because if I wore this and went around every day, then people might be wondering.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. And out of all the things you sell here, what is your best seller? What's the one that you sell the most of?
I think the smaller items actually, you know, sell faster.
Yeah.
So, you know, the silk pieces that we have here, and then we have some of these cushion covers. We're talking about from the woven, you know, woven materials that I have here.
Yeah.
Then, of course, the silver jewelry is very popular. It's also one of the fast-moving items.
Yeah.
Because I think most people coming here, they like to buy something that they can use.
Yeah.
So most of our kiras and all that, other than people who are really, you know, impressed by our weaving and who really want to spend that money, then we just have a few people who buy that.
Yeah.
Then the other fast-selling item that I have here in my shop are my paintings also.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And where are those painted?
Yes, many are painted here. No, not by monks, actually. There are a lot of the painters are people who have been trained from the, you know, the 13 arts institute that we have here.